Hello, Mixed Nutcases. Today is day 17 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, which means today is August 17th. And if you're listening to this shortly after I've released it, you may be wondering, depending on your time zone, wait, isn't it the 18th? No, it's still the 17th because I haven't gone to bed yet. That's how I count my days. When you have odd hours like me, the day doesn't end until you go to bed. So I'm still good. Whenever I do jelly challenges, that is the most important part. Otherwise, I'd have to record the night before every day. Well, most days. Some days I can do things in the middle of the day. But often, it's when everything goes to bed and the world settles and I can just sit here and talk into the microphone. And so today is the 17th of August. And the 17th of August is a special day. It's the Bathtub Mermaid Day. Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, is a friend of mine that I've met through Between the Lines Studios, through Taps. Thanks, Taps. I have been friends with Melissa for more years than I'm going to count right now. And we've always been able to have really great conversations, and we've been able to collaborate on some pretty cool things. And she's very creative, and I'm very creative, and we kind of bounce off each other in such a good way. We share a lot of things that are important. Number one, our love for water. I absolutely adore the water, and I miss the ocean. I miss the Atlantic Ocean so much. I grew up on Fire Island, jumping through the waves and body surfing and, you know, swimming in the Atlantic. I live in Canada now. I swim in lakes. And pools, and it's just not the same, but it's still pretty cool. Melissa grew up in New Jersey and had that same Atlantic, a little bit different beaches, but still kind of the same area. I remember years ago, I think it was 2009, I could be wrong. But I was in New York visiting because my husband was overseas, and I was having the heck of a time. And I think it's around the time that I came down with the flu. And I discovered that Melissa was on Long Island. I said, we have to meet. Unfortunately, through a series of unfortunate events on both of our sides, we never actually did meet. But I knew that she had family in Long Island. On Long Island. What am I, turning Canadian or something? In Long Island. Psh, you live on Long Island. Anyway, so I always knew that she had an aunt that lived on Long Island. Well, tonight she sent me a listing for this enormous house. And as it turns out, it's where her aunt lives. And here's a really funny part. In 1997, on 11 years before I got married, my brother and his wife got married, and we rented that house. And so we've stayed in the same house, and our lives have crisscrossed, and it took her living in Texas and me living in Canada, or maybe it was Connecticut, or it could have been New York. I don't remember how long we've known each other, but it took us meeting through the internet for us to meet. And yet we still haven't met in person. But I know once we do, it'll be great. I'm so thankful to have Melissa as part of my extended family kind of a thing. You know, she's a really good friend and I know I can always count on her. And all I have to do is open up a messaging service and send her a message. And I don't have to worry about waking her because she'll get to it when she's awake. And if she's sleeping, it's no big deal. And I know that she'll always be there for me and I know that she'll always answer. So today, I'm very thankful that it is Melissa Day. So, that was a big pause, sorry. I wasn't sure if I should talk a little bit about what was going on today and why things are going so late, but I'll sum it up very quickly. We went to the dojo last night, we had a blast. And then this morning we stayed over at the sensei's house. And then this morning we went to the park and we did some Aikido in the park. And this was the first time I ever did throws and rolls on actual ground and wearing my shoes. Not quite sneakers, Morel hiking shoes, but pretty much the shoes that I wear all the time. It was amazingly good. One, my rolls are pretty good because I didn't hurt myself, which is really important. And two, when you fall out of something and you're wearing shoes, you actually kind of end up on your feet. It's really a neat feeling. We worked on some crazy, interesting things, all Ishiro-waza techniques, which is basically somebody grabbing you from behind on your wrists or on your elbows or on your shoulders. And it sounds impractical, but the thing about Aikido is we're not learning techniques to use. We're learning how to move so that if we actually have to do anything, we just move and things happen. We don't do a specific technique. We find the right position and we can work our way out of it. And then we went swimming at the pool and it was awesome. And then we had to drive home, which was like 3 hours, and then Costco and Cairo and chores and work. And then I had a recording for Game of Thrones tonight, and I had a bunch of stuff I had to do. I had to clean out the kitchen, and I had to do all this stuff. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, it's 3:30 in the morning. What happened? Yeah, and I'm still buzzing. I got up at 8:30 this morning, and I haven't stopped, and I'm still buzzing. I don't know how I'm going to get to bed tonight. Anyway, Samurai Gourmet. The Samurai Gourmet, I have been told, was a manga that was turned into a TV show. I can't imagine this as a manga, but it's manga, or however you say it, but it's hysterically lovable and awesome. It's subtitled, so you have to read, but you're basically following a recent retiree around to different experiences, and it's everything in his day is really focused around food, the emotions of food, the different kind of food that he can get, his experiences, history, and it tells a little story. And the actor who plays him is absolutely adorable. I am in love with this man. He's just so cute. You can't help but fall in love with him. And then the various food is amazing. And you know me, I love food. And I love talking about food and seeing food and learning all about food. And that's what's going on in this show. I highly recommend it. Tech and I normally would watch it while we were eating dinner. And it would give us some ideas for a couple of things. So, you're going to watch The Samurai Gourmet while you eat some yakitori and a beer. And I say it that way because he always gets so excited for this beer. And he's such a little guy that when he's drinking a pint, it looks enormous. And all I can think of are the two hobbits saying, "They come in pints?" Anyway, his whole thing about drinking the beer is because he's not working and he's drinking beer in the middle of the day. And it's, you know, normally if you're a corporate man, you only drink after work. Anyway, the way he gets excited about the food and the way he gets excited about the beer is pretty much how everybody should be excited about food and beer or wine or whatever it is that you drink. Soda. Good soda. Anyway, Samurai Gourmet, I highly recommend it. Even if you're not normally into a subtitled show, watch it. It's really good. And you don't have to like pay way, way too much attention to the subtitles because, I mean, it's not that intense dialogue. Oh, and I totally forgot the most important part. Sorry. I was so focused on the guy. The really adorable guy. No, the most important part is he's having a hard time adjusting to retired life and dealing with different etiquette now that he's retired. So every now and then he imagines a samurai from the old days in the restaurant with him. So when somebody's being rude to the waitress, suddenly the samurai gets upset and goes over and yells at the guy. And it then inspires, eventually, this guy to start speaking up and doing things and doing things properly. And the samurai is amazing. He is awesome. There's something very sexy about him. But yeah, so the samurai is his little samurai hallucinations are what make this show. I can't believe I almost told you about this show and didn't even mention that part. I highly recommend it. Go check out The Samurai Gourmet.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.